Luke 14:12. Jesus said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case that they might invite you in return and you would be then repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." One of the other dinner guests, on hearing this, said to him, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone may have a great dinner and invite many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and the lanes of town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done, but there is still room. Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who are invited will taste my dinner.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. God of grace and mercy, we ask that you would illumine our hearts, enlighten our minds today. Speak to us through your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I think this is one of the most difficult parables. It's very difficult for me to understand sometimes. I think on one level, there's a real straightforward meaning, but on another, it's kind of hard to read. And I think part of that is because when we look at parables, we often try to find meaning in every little word, every character, like an allegory, where every single thing has a meaning. And oftentimes, if not always, parables are not that way. They're not allegories. Some parables may seem like that, but not all of them are allegories. Everything in a parable doesn't have to mean something different. Now, most of you guys know that I'm a bit of a poetry nerd, and so I wanted to give an illustration this morning. This was a poem written by Billy Collins. Billy used to be I talk like I know him. He used to be the poet laureate for the United States, and he wrote a poem called An Introduction to Poetry. "I asked them to take a poem and hold it up to the light, like a color slide or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into a poem and watch him probe his way out, or walk inside the poem's room and feel for the light switch on the wall. I want to water ski across the surface of a poem, waving at the author's name from the shore. But all they want to do is tie the poem to a chair with a rope and torture a confession out of it. They begin beating it with a hose till they find out what it really means." And I think we do that with parables sometimes. We want to tie them to a chair and figure out exactly what they mean. But I think that most of all, parables were meant by Jesus to shock his reader, or his hearer, actually. They weren't readers, but to shock those that he was with, to make them think about life differently, to make them cock their head and look at it from a different perspective. You know, sort of an imperfect analogy is a joke, right? Because if you have to explain the joke to somebody who doesn't get it, it's just not going to be funny anymore, right? How many of you have tried that? Well, It just doesn't work. So that's a lot of these parables that Jesus tells. It's the power of that immediate message that's important. It's the juxtaposition of what that person is thinking with a shocking new thought, a new way to look at it. And that's what's happening in this parable right here. If you spend time trying to treat it like an allegory, then you're going to start thinking in terms of, well, why wasn't everyone invited in the first place to the party? Right? There was only 3 or 4 people invited. How did they get lucky? How did they get the invitation? What did the others do wrong to not get the invitation? Why did it take him getting angry to open the party to everybody? And if you spend your time going down that rabbit hole, you're probably going to get lost on what Jesus was really trying to say. Because remember where he's sitting. He's having dinner at someone's house. Someone who has been kind enough to invite him and others to dinner. And he says to that person, you know what would have been better? Is not inviting all of these people, but if you invited some folks who are excluded from polite society. The people we try to ignore because they're different than us. The lame, I almost said the blame. The lame, the blind. These were outcasts in this first century society. They were looked upon as not really fully human. They were just there. No one wanted to be with them. They were excluded from temple worship. They were kept out of everything. And Jesus is telling the man who just invited him to dinner, that's who you should be inviting. And while they're listening to this, somebody else at the table perks up and says, oh, he must be talking about heaven, right? Because we're all going to be together in heaven. That's where everything works itself out. Yes, blessed are all those who eat in heaven. Then Jesus tells his parable. For you see, Jesus wasn't talking about pie in the sky, everything's going to work out when we get to heaven, in the sweet by and by. That's not what Jesus was talking about. When he was telling his host that first time, you should have invited the people who don't look like you, don't talk like you, those that are pushed aside of society, that's who should be invited to your dinner. Jesus wasn't telling a story. He was telling the man what he should be doing. And what did that guest do? Quickly wanted to make it all about heaven. How we're all going to get to heaven together. Because guess what? When we make it all about heaven, we don't have to make it about now. When we make it about heaven, we don't have to make it about now. That's hard. That's hard. And when the man wanted to make it about heaven, that's when Jesus told the story. That's when Jesus told the story that not only are those that are sick, those that are poor, those that you pretend don't exist when you walk down the streets, not only are those people going to be invited to the dinner, but everyone is going to get invited to the party. Because once he brought in all of those who were poor and sick, those that were outcast from society, once he brought all those people in, he found out there's still more room. There's still more room. Not in heaven. Now. So he said, bring out everybody. And he said, not only that, I want you to compel them. If they're hiding under a bush, grab them by the foot and drag them out. Compel them into my house. Because the banquet of God's love is not for a select few. The banquet of God's love is for everyone. It's for that person at work that always eats your lunch. even though you've got it clearly marked on the bag. The banquet of God's love is for that brother-in-law or sister-in-law that you just cannot stand being around. It's for that crazy uncle of yours that every holiday has way too much holiday cheer and makes everyone uncomfortable. It's for people you don't like. It's for people that don't look like you. It's for people who don't think like you. It's for everyone. That's the impact of this parable. Take a moment. We're going to do a little mental test. And I want you to think about the person or persons, either in your life or imaginary, that make you the most uncomfortable. Don't tell me who they are. But that person is who the party is for. And for those who think their party is for them, they might be mistaken. Because until we realize that there is no merit that gets us into the party, until we realize that there is nothing we can do or say that will get us into the party, that the only reason the party is there is because Christ offers it to everyone. No exclusions. That was what that parable said. Don't you think that made for some uncomfortable dinner conversation? I think Jesus had a great time with that. Because he wanted people to understand. He was in a society that was very hierarchical. There were the haves and have-nots. They were the Jews and the Gentiles. They were the healthy and the unhealthy. They had all kinds of things that divided people. And all he wanted to do was bring everyone together on an equal setting. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.